And with me in Stetson Studio One are three members of the Hellion Consort, oboist Katie Opria, clarinetist Elizabeth LeBlanc, and pianist Cynthia Heward. And we also have three narrators who will be reading letters of Clara, Robert, Schumann, and Johannes Brahms, mixed with the music, a program that the Hellion Consort calls Kindred Spirits, that they will perform on Sunday at 3 o'clock at a church in St. Albans, St. Luke's Episcopal Church, that is, Sunday at 3, and you can get all the details at hellionconsort.org, or you can find that on our website as well, vpr.org/classical. With me at the microphones are oboist Katie Opria and pianist Cynthia Heward. Tell us how you came about doing this program.
Well, it really started because I wanted a chance to play the Schumann Romances for oboe with Cynthia, because I've played the pieces a number of times and I never really felt a good connection with my pianist, and I enjoy playing with Cynthia so much. I was like, we need to play these pieces together. And it really kind of developed from there. From there, we planned a house concert at Cynthia's.
We planned a house concert, and at the last minute, Katie was ill and couldn't be there, so I was in charge of the house concert. And at the house concert, I invited some friends of mine, one of whom likes to write theater pieces out of the letters of different historical figures. And we played some Robert Schumann, Clara Schumann, and some Johannes Brahms, and he decided to do research on their story and their letters. And I thought that would be a great opportunity to put together a chronology of their friendship and their love life in music and in letters.
Now, is that one of our readers today?
Yes, Jim Stapleton is the developer of the letters and the chronology.
And he will be reading Robert Schumann's
letters. Reading Robert Schumann, and Katie's father, Pat Evans, will be reading Johannes Brahms, and Jim's wife, Diana Bigelow, will be reading Clara Schumann.
So these are people that you knew of. You didn't have to go to the web to looking for readers.
Right, in the theater developer website. No, they're neighbors of mine, and we've collaborated on other things. We had started a salon series in Bristol, a monthly get-together of all sorts of various projects involving music and poetry and theater, and we've known each other for a while. And most recently, they presented Abigail and John Adams, the letters of them in a theater piece. And so this was perfect, Clara and Robert Schumann.
Well, once we get underway, I will not interrupt to remind people what we're listening to. So the basic outline is we're going to hear first some music of Johannes Brahms, your own arrangement of some of the Liebeslieder waltzes, the love song waltzes. And then the first reading will be by Clara Schumann, then some music of Clara Schumann, and a reading of a Robert Schumann letter and some of his music. And then we'll proceed from there. And it's all music by Brahms, Clara, and Robert Schumann.
Yeah, I want to mention, because you, the listening audience can't see a program, that much of the music selected is actually exactly what the letter says. So the first Clara letter is before they're married, and then the first piece is a piece she wrote for her future husband. And then the romance that Robert Schumann wrote was a Christmas present to Clara in their early in their marriage. And the very opening pieces that we'll play, the Liebeslieder, there's some information that perhaps that was inspired by a piece that Robert had written. So there are a lot of tie-ins in this program that we're about to do.
All right, well, let's get it underway.
Okay.
We're going to hear music of Brahms, Clara Schumann, and Robert Schumann with readings from their letters as well. The musicians will be clarinetist Elizabeth LeBlanc, oboist Katie Opria, and pianist Cynthia Heward, and reading Clara Schumann's letters, Diana Bigelow, reading Robert Schumann's letters, Jim Stapleton, and reading Johannes Brahms' letters, Pat Evans, all live here on VPR Classical this morning. Thank you.
Lara Wieck. Letters to my fiancé, Robert Schumann. It has to work out. The heavens will forgive me. Forgive me? What, after all, is my crime? Love? Oh, good heavens, the things one must endure for love. But my reward will be beautiful. You! I cannot write down all of the feelings that are in my heart and that haunt me night and day. You make me too happy. With a roguish smile, you're imagining what a strange girl Clara is to be thinking of that already. Oh, how beautifully you wrote to me this time. Not mere words, but delicate flowers which you scattered about for me. You are my world, my joy, my pain, everything, everything. Oh, if only I knew how to say it. I have searched my heart and am delighted to marry you. I'll be yours forever. I will not desert you. I'll bear everything. I'll be your loving wife, and you, oh, you won't leave your Clara, will you now? I am yearning for you so much, immeasurably. My heart is so overflowing with love for you. Oh, you bad, bad boy. You can feel my kiss now. Can I have one, too? Oh, how love makes one so receptive to everything beautiful. Music is now quite another thing for me than it used to be. How blissful. How full of longing it sounds. You wish I would love you even more? I cannot love you any more. I love you as much as I possibly can. I am counting the hours till the moment I'm at the altar and will be able to say, I do. Robert, this thought is so beautiful I can hardly stand it. It may be presumptuous to say it, but is it not really true that I am the happiest wife on earth?
Thank you. Robert Schumann. Letters to my fiancée, Clara. Can't one walk to the city in the moonlight and look up and think of certain people and angels? Because it's difficult to express how ardently I love you, how I adore you, noble girl. Wings might sprout from my shoulders and carry me to you, but most of all, I'd like to tell this to you with music. For music is, after all, the friend that expresses innermost feelings best. Before you came, my eyes and my heart were cold and as hard as iron. And now I am reborn through your love, your I do. At the altar will sound quite special. Clara, I'm trembling with supreme happiness. A heavenly vision arises, a vision of faithfulness and love. That's what you are to me, and you stand before me in your noble simplicity. And now your letter, which I've kissed a thousand times, is in my hands. And you are really the one from whom I receive all life. Come to me in my dreams once in a while. Promise me that so I can gaze into your beautiful and kind eyes to my heart's content. But enough for today. All this happiness has made me very weak.
Thank you.
Now you're 20 years old, in the prime of life, and such a faithful young lady. Few would have remained so faithful during such long and arduous ordeals. Ah, if only I could set this acknowledgement in pearls and present it to you myself. May things remain that way between us. Think lovingly of me sometimes, especially today, toward evening, when my eyes and my heart will become totally absorbed in your sweet face. I long so much to see you, to press you to my heart. I can imagine you everywhere. In my room, you walk back and forth with me. You lie in my arms. You compliment me as a composer, just as I do you. Each of your ideas comes from my soul, just as I owe all of my music to you. We shall publish a great deal of music under both our names. Posterity shall see us as one heart and one soul, and not be able to tell what is mine and what is yours. Our mutual sympathy is absolutely remarkable.
From my diary, September 1853. This month introduced us to a wonderful person, Johannes Brahms, a composer from Hamburg, 20 years old, a vigorous youth, who still seemed almost like a child, with his blonde hair, high voice, and his big blue eyes. He was an apparition from another world. He played us sonatas, scherzos, and other music of his own, all of them showing exuberant imagination, depth of feeling, and mastery of form. Robert says there is nothing that he, Robert, could tell him to take away or to add to his music. It is really moving to see Johannes sitting at the piano with his compelling young face, which becomes transfigured when he plays, his beautiful hands, which overcome the greatest pianistic difficulties with perfect ease, and then his remarkable compositions. Oh, what he played for us was so masterly that one cannot but think that the good God sent him into this world ready-made. It often seems as if Brahms were playing with the stars. It is very like Robert's music. There is none more poetic. Robert says there is nothing to wish for him, except that heaven may preserve his health.
This is a letter from Johannes Brahms to Clara. I will go home and play music and read to myself until you appear, when I can do so with you. If you wanted to please me very much indeed, you would let me find a letter from you in Düsseldorf. If the great longing that has possessed me during the last few days has any influence on my playing, it ought soon to enable me to cast a spell over people. I would gladly write to you only by means of music, but I have things to say to you today which music cannot express. Would to God that I were allowed this day, instead of writing this letter to you, to repeat to you with my own lips that I am dying of love for you. Tears prevent me from saying more. Even before I knew you, I imagined that such people as you and such marriages as yours could only exist in the imagination of the rarest people. People do not deserve that you too, Robert and Clara, should be on earth at all. And I feel uplifted when I think that I may see the time when those people will idolize you, two such holy poetical natures. I almost wish that the world in general might forget you so that you could remain all the more sacred to the elect.
Thank you.
Johannes Brahms, A Letter to Robert in the Hospital. The whole of the time I have been in Dusseldorf will be an unforgettable experience for me, for it has taught me to honor and to love you and your magnificent wife ever more and more. I long for the time that you will be restored to us. Then I shall never be able to leave your side, but shall always be striving to be more worthy of your friendship. You have made me so extremely happy that I cannot attempt to express my thanks in words. May God grant that my works will soon be able to prove to you how much your love and kindness have uplifted and inspired me. You have rejoiced my heart by your attention, and I am for life yours, Johannes Brahms.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Hellion Consort and a portion of their Kindred Spirits program, music and letters of Clara and Robert Schumann and their close friend Johannes Brahms. The musicians were clarinetist Elizabeth LeBlanc. Katie Opria played oboe and English horn in the final pieces there, and pianist Cynthia Hewart. The readers were as Clara Schumann, Diana Bigelow, as Robert Schumann, Jim Stapleton, and as Johannes Brahms, Pat Evans. The music we heard began with three of Brahms' Liebeslieder waltzes from Opus 52. We then heard a romance for piano from Opus 11 of Clara Schumann, a romance for oboe and piano from Opus 94 of Robert Schumann, a fantasy piece from Opus 73 of Robert Schumann for clarinet and piano, then the Andante from Brahms' F minor clarinet sonata, Opus 120, number 1, then a romance by Clara Schumann from Opus 22, and finally two of the fairy tales from Opus 132 of Robert Schumann. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was marvelous. With me at the microphones are clarinetist Elizabeth LeBlanc and oboist, English horn player, Katie Opria. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
And thanks to our readers today. Great job. Now, you will perform this Sunday at 3 at St. Luke's Episcopal Church in St. Albans. And you can get details at helliandconsort.org. That's H-E-L-I-A-N-D.
That's right. And that's right after the Maple Festival Parade. So hopefully we'll get a good crowd. We'll see.
Go get some maple candy and then come here.
Yeah. Here's some Brahms and Schumann. We also will be playing this program at the Plainfield Opera House on May 19th, which is another Sunday concert at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So if you live in that part of the state, and it would be easier for you to get to Plainfield, then yeah, there's a second chance to hear the program.
And will that be it for this program?
We hope to do it more. I mean, we have a couple of programs we've developed that we've managed to play in a number of venues. We have a program of 20th century French music. We have a program of folk music that's been adapted to classical music. And so we try to develop programs that we can, you know, kind of change and add things to, take things away from, and kind of grow.
We should say that you are three members of the Hellion Consort, but you have other members.
That's right, and we'd love to add them in as well. It's just the pieces that we've found that fit the program really were for clarinet, and of course it started with my idea for the oboe. We don't really have a bassoon or flute piece, but we're hoping we can figure something out to bring everybody together.
Yes, flutist Berta Frank and Rachel Elliott playing bassoon are
regular members
of the group as well.
Yeah, and she's back on this side of the Atlantic. Rachel was in Germany for a few years, and now she's back, so we need to find more and more programs that we can all do together.
Well, I know that after Sunday, Elizabeth is busy with the Schubert Octet encore performance at St. Paul's Cathedral in Burlington. That's Tuesday at noon.
Yes.
Now that you did a year ago or so, thereabouts?
We did the octet 1 year ago. We hope to make it an annual performance every springtime. It's perfect piece for spring.
There's an octet of some of Vermont's finest musicians who got together to perform this, and you had such a good time, you decided to do it again.
We're doing it again.
Part of the Cathedral Arts series there at St. Paul's Cathedral in downtown Burlington. Any other things coming up of note that we should mention?
Well, another smaller version of Hellion will be performing for the Rochester Chamber Music series. It's their 25th anniversary, I believe.
Cynthia Hewart directs, the pianist, yes.
And that'll be me and Cynthia and Rachel, and we're going to be playing some Poulenc, the Poulenc Trio, which
wonderful piece.
Absolutely love. And we found some new pieces, too, for oboe and bassoon and piano that we're really looking forward to playing for the first time in concert.
Well, good luck with all that. Thanks again for joining us today and bringing Kindred Spirits to our listeners. Our sound engineer today was Peter Engish. Thank you very much, Peter. Our piano tuner technician is Alan H. Day of Williston, tuning pianos on stage and in homes for over 40 years. PianoManDay.com. I'm Walter Parker. Thanks for listening to VPR Classical. And now back to Kari Anderson in the Classical Studio.